Hello, welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Our special focus on the show tonight. Tanya, Shreya and Naveen, all of 24-25, ambitious, driven and committed students. Their families hopeful that they could be top-ranking officers someday. But their hopes washed away in a matter of minutes. Young lives left at the mercy of sleeping authorities tragically cut short. At India's most prestigious coaching centre in Delhi's UPSC hub, Rajinder Nagar, a makeshift library in the basement turned deadly for three young students. While many others managed to escape in the nick of time, those trapped inside could not make it out alive. Who is to blame? Glaring lapses on the part of the sought-after coaching institute, a sleeping government, and unchecked loopholes in civic infrastructure. In an inane and insensitive response, not a word on taking responsibility by the coaching centre. We need to do better for our students who come from far-off cities with a lot of hope. The system has failed not just the students, but has broken the trust of their parents, who are now grieving their kids' tragic and untimely death. On Left, Right and Centre tonight, we ask, will the tragedy jolt the government out of its slumber? And joining me on the program tonight, I'm being joined by very special guests this evening. I first have on the show this evening two UPSC aspirants, as we put the spotlight very much on where does the buck really stop. So I'm being joined by Ayushi Priya. Also, Adarsh Bhardwaj, another UPSC aspirant, is with us. Shazia Ilmi and Anmol Pawar, spokespersons of the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party, are also with us. Thanks all very much for being with us on Left, Right and Centre this evening. But going across to you first, Ayushi Priya, you know, it's absolutely unimaginable what the parents of these students must be going through. But as somebody who is a UPSC aspirant yourself, how do you look at what's happened in Rajinder Nagar yesterday?
Most definitely. Actually, it is very tiresome, the conditions that are over here right now. The living conditions, time to time, we have water shortages, we have electricity problems. And more so, I myself was present yesterday at the spot. We were attending our coaching classes. And soon after we left from there, we got a news in telling us about the fact that there has been a casualty. And then we found out about multiple casualties. We found out about there has been an underreporting in casualties, so to say. So it's really horrifying for our parents as well to hear about such instances, because they send us off from such far off places. They put all our money into these coaching institutes, putting our trust in them and knowing that they are going to provide us with the best of the facilities, when such negligence will lead to the deaths of these children, which actually amounts to the fact that possibly they are treating children's lives as something much cheaper than their coaching institute fees. So we really do not understand who to blame at this point, the Municipal Corporation of Delhi or these administration of these coaching institutes or the Delhi government itself. And who do we actually go to at the end of the day? So we are really, you know, at a crossroad, because we have been seeing all these protests. We had our coaching institutes halted today. The entire Patel Nagar region, the entire Karol Bagh, Rajinder Nagar region has been blockaded by these protests, by these silent marches in solidarity with these people. Because not less than a week later from when the last electrocuted death happened, we had another case like of the same sort. So it puts a very big question on the exact administration that these children are trying to get into, the civil servants who are trying to get into the system and better it. Eventually, they fall prey to the shortcomings and the fallouts of this very system. So it's a very huge question on the administration and everything that is going on right now.
Absolutely. That's very well put. And Adarsh, do you echo that sentiment? Do you echo what Ayushi said? It's absolutely unfortunate how things unfolded. And it's not just a story of one coaching center, but coaching centers across the national capital, no inspection done. You know, these makeshift libraries operating in the basement of coaching centers. They do not have an NOC certificate. They, of course, had an NOC certificate, but that was on the condition that the basement would be used only for household purposes and for as a parking area, maybe, but not as a makeshift library. What are you guys going through? Because I'm sure it's a very tough time for all of you to see your colleagues, to see your friends go through this. Many of them could escape in the nick of time, but three of them, those youngsters, they couldn't.
Definitely, sir. I totally agree with what Aishwarya said. The thing is, sir, there is a proper lack of like administrative clearances from these coaching institutes are not taking consideration into. They recently there has been an verdict of the Delhi High Court that the basement of the coaching institutes, these have to maintain the proper fire exits and all, but they are not being complied by the coaching institutes. At the same time, there is a lack of administrative and emergency failures as well. So the very cost of life is that students are getting lesser facilities and they are being given the fees which is very high in number. Okay, so we as students are sent from outside by our parents with the trust that we'll be studying there, we'll be excelling in our life, but the very political failures, the very administrative failures, and the very the private institutes failures, they are eventually misleading their trust and eventually misleading your lives as well, which according to them is like hampering us and hampering our future as well. So this is the administration failure, this is the emergency failure, and this is probably a political failure as well, because at the cost of life, nothing could be like taken in for granted. Okay, so there is a lack of responsibility of these institutes as well for not clearances and not complying with the verdicts of the judgments of the Honorable High Court or Supreme Court. So yeah, there is a lack of fear among the students as well that whatever area they are residing in, are they safe or not for living conditions or not? So that's the case, sir.
That's very well put. Anmol Pawar, have lives become so cheap in the national capital, as both of those students put it, that, you know, ultimately it's a failure of the administration? And it would be fair to say that your government, both at the assembly level as well as the municipal corporation level, has failed these students of the national capital. I mean, they come from far off cities with a lot of trust and hope, and this is what we give them.
Vedant, the parents and students are rightfully outraged. I agree that they invest significant amount of money and trust into these institutes, expecting top-notch facilities and safe learning environments. Instead, they are met with these substandard conditions that put their safety, their life at risk. And I assure both the aspirants on the panel and all the parents and students that the ones who are guilty of negligence will not be spared. Rigorous and strictest possible action will be taken against them. The Honorable Minister Atishi Ji has already ordered a magisterial inquiry and directed the Chief Secretary to submit the report within 24 hours.
No, so but Anmol Pawar, where were your ministers and where were your municipal councillors? You know, when the inspection of these buildings was not being done, why do we have a situation where the basement of a coaching center is being has been turned into a makeshift library? The NOC certificate, of course, said that the basement can be used only for household purposes and as a parking area. Then why was there no inspection done? Why are proper checks not being done? And I can tell you, as a reporter who has reported from these areas, that a lot of these buildings violate fire safety norms. They violate the building bylaws. Nothing is being done about it. So, I mean, ordering a magisterial probe right now doesn't really solve the problem. It may be good optics if, you know, your government just orders a magisterial probe and you arrest the owner and the coordinator. Is that enough?
Vedanji, this coaching institute had only been granted permission to use its basement for storage. And it was way back in 2021 when the BJP was in power. However, in blatant violation of the regulation, this basement was converted into library. And this unauthorized modification is what has led to this unfortunate incident, trapping and ultimately killing the three young aspirants. And the mayor of Delhi, Ms. Shelley Oberoi, has directed the MCD commissioner that all such coaching centers across Delhi, which are under the jurisdiction of MCD and are involved in commercial activities and are violating the bylaws, and are not adhering to the norms, will be taken strictest action will be taken against them. They will not be spared.
Shazia, let me come in on this because, you know, I didn't want to politicize this debate at all. But the fact is that, you know, we have seen at the municipal corporation as well how there was this long fight over the Delhi mayor's post, and there's every other day a new flashpoint between the lieutenant governor and the Aam Aadmi Party government. Ultimately, it's the people of Delhi who are suffering. I mean, we had an electrocution incident just days ago, and you have this incident today. We've had that incident at the airport. So it's the citizens of the national capital that are suffering because of this constant political bickering.
So first of all, I'd like to say that I've just come from Old Rajinder Nagar near Karol Bagh, where all the students are protesting, and I just wanted to be there and listen to them. It's really sad, the anguish that they feel, and I don't know with what face can we even seek forgiveness from the parents of Tanya Soni, Shreya Yadav, and Naveen Devlin. It is really sad. My friend Anmol just talked about a post facto magisterial inquiry. I mean, are we going to go to these parents and say that, you know, the local councillor, Aarti Chawla, who's from Aam Aadmi Party, she did not seek a renewal and she did not insist there should be a renewal of the NOC only because she was busy doing something else? Are we supposed to go and tell these parents that Shelly Oberoi has already written to the MCD officer? Are we supposed to tell the parents of these children who we need not have lost that Atishi has written to the LG and the civil and the chief secretary? I mean, I don't get it. And, you know, let's not get very confused about this. I want to say something here. Let's not make it about BJP and Congress and AAP. The duties are fixed. There is a department. That's why it's called a department where you get an NOC from, where it comes to fire safety. There is a health certification. So there are various bodies. So there is nothing that is duplicated. There has to be accountability. And this is good governance. Accountability has...
We lost that line with Shazia there, but I'll come back.
It's important. That's the crux of the matter. Actually, you know, this is what ends up happening. AAP says something about BJP, BJP says something about AAP, and everything gets lost. From right now, let's stop doing that. Let's not get into this water policy.
Yes.
Who is responsible for water logging? Who was responsible for getting the inspections done? Who was responsible? Which officer, which councillor, which MLA was responsible for ensuring that the yearly license is renewed on time? It could be from any party.
Fair point.
Doesn't matter.
That's
but
a fair
unless
point.
And until, because everybody can't do everything all the time, which is
and
why,
as you said, this political bickering needs to stop right now because this political bickering is actually killing people.
You have to fix responsibility.
I'll come back to you, Anmol, but I want to go back to the students. I want to go back to the UPSC aspirants because it's really about them right now. Ayushi Priya, come in on this. You know, you just heard what the politicians had to say. But, you know, when it comes to fixing accountability, whether it was the electrocution case, I mean, people just move on. They will just be remembered. Tanya, Shreya and Naveen will just be remembered as the three people who died in this horrific incident, where the families will always, you know, their life has been altered forever, you know. So, I mean, how do you look at this? Because your parents also sitting somewhere else, I mean, I'm sure both of you are also not from Delhi. So, you know, their trust has been broken as well.
Most definitely. And I do not believe that it's just a loss of those three lives or the four lives in the past 1 week. I believe that it's a loss for the entire nation. The entire student body that exists over here has actually gotten really shell-shocked about this whole incident after we've heard about it. Because now every children's parents are calling them back home saying, the Delhi monsoons are not really reliant. You have a lot of dangers going on over there. In the national capital of India, where, you know, we expect the best of the facilities, the parents are scared now of sending their students to Delhi, of, you know, sending them to this education hub, this entire place that whose economical function had actually, you know, gotten set up on this. The old Rajinder Nagar, Karol Bagh, and the Patel Nagar areas. who basically started out on the fact that there are a lot of students who settle here and who prepare for the civil services examination. So now there's a very huge sense of fear amongst all of them. And I also heard our leaders say that, you know, there has been inquiries set up. But my question to them is the inquiry the only solution to it after an event like this has already happened? Even the NHRC ordered for an inquiry after the electrocuted death of the 26-year-old guy on 23rd of July. But did the inquiry that was set up prevent this incident from happening just 4 days later?
That's a very fair point. Anmol Pawar, would you like to respond to what Ayushi Priya is saying there? That we need long-term solutions, a complete overhaul of the entire system. Ordering an inquiry is not enough.
Certainly, I agree with Ayushi and also with Shazia Ji. As earlier Shazia Ji said, that it's not a time to pinpoint anyone, and instead of engaging in blame game, we need to unite in our efforts to ensure that such tragedies do not occur.
Maybe it is a time to pinpoint some people.
Yeah, certainly the ones who are accountable for the negligence should be put behind bars. And we, and the ones who are responsible will certainly be behind bars. And as far as Ayushi raised a very pertinent point, and we are working to address mainly the drainage situation in Delhi. This drainage system in Delhi was designed in 1976, 50 years ago, and it needs an overhaul. We are in MCD for last 1 year, and establishing a new drainage system to meet the needs of Delhi's rapidly increasing population in both urban and rural areas will certainly take some time. And we have divided the city into three zones, Nazafgarh Basin, Barapula Basin, and Trans Yamuna Basin.
But
and consultants have
you,
already been engaged.
Since you brought that up, some data and tell you that there at least there are hundreds of drains, Anmolji, that are yet to be desilted, that have more than 700, tons of waste that is yet to be cleared. The desilting has not been done. Last year, we saw those floods in the national capital, how it brought the capital to its knees, and nothing has been done. Why has the desilting process not been done in the past 1 year?
Vedanji, the cabinet ministers of Delhi called a meeting on 5th of June 2024, wherein all the chief secretaries and the IS officers of different departments were present, and they gave a report that 80% of the drains have been desilted. In fact, they were ordered that before 30th of June 2024, a compulsory third-party audit must be done. In fact, the Honorable Minister, Mr. Saurabh Bhardwaj, he provided the images of the drains which needs to be desilted. So certainly the ones who are involved...
I have to say that what government data essentially says is that nearly 1 lakh tons of waste from over 700 drains that are more than 4 feet deep is yet to be cleared. That is the data that the government has put out.
From that area, Rajinder Nagar Vedanji, and Patel Nagar, I just
Vedanji,
want to tell you this.
Let me make your point.
If you talk to the RW, I was there today. I've been there for the last 2 days. We've been spending time over there. If you talk to the RWA members, if you talk to people, they have been approaching the local MLA, Durgesh Pathak, and they've been asking for the issue of water logging to be sorted, that the draining situation is really bad and you need to work on it. But he has not found the time to work on it. He has not found the time to meet the regular MCD officers to do it, which is why things are in such a mess in many of those areas there. This has been said by the local residents, and it was water logging that did these children in, because of which the basement got covered, and of course they had a biometric exit and they could not come out. But it is really sad. And as for NOC, it has to be renewed every year, year after year after year. Even now, is there any notice given to all the basements? Because I was told by so many students that other coaching institutes, which are not as well known as the Rouse Academy, they all have their libraries in the basement. So you can say BJP was there for 15 years and Congress for 45 years and 100 years, Britishers were there. But you are there now for the last 1.5 years.
That's an important point you're making. Let me get Adarsh Bharadwaj, a UPSC aspirant who's also with us. Adarsh, aap bataiye, something that we also saw, those voices coming out today. Many of them said that there's not just one or two or three, but at least 20 to 25 coaching institutes in old Rajinder Nagar where the libraries are running from the basement. Talk to us about that. And in general, the plight of being a UPSC aspirant in the national capital today, because it's not just one issue, it's a multifaceted issue. And, you know, corruption on so many levels and negligence on so many levels.
Definitely, sir. Sir, the very problem with the system is that we are doing the post-mortem actions. We are not taking the proactive actions. Actually, the very idea of good governance dies in there, where we are not taking the proactive actions. The plight of the students is very bad because the cost of living of the students in these nearby areas like Karol Bagh, Patel Nagar, or Rajendra Nagar is very high. And such areas where the cost of living is very high, we are paying plenty of rupees and in return, we are getting such facilities where the value of our life is no matter what, it's equal to zero. So the very question arises is that when will be the good governance prevail in these areas or in the entire national capital territory of India? Because it is a national capital territory and it has to be fixed. Okay, the very issue which is prevailing here is that these coaching institutes, 25 coaching institutes are having their libraries in the basement. Okay, so why weren't there any check-ups by the government side, by the corporation side, or by the administration? This clearly reflects that this is the administrative failure, and in turn it is also a sort of political failure as well, because they were able to escape from these all things only because there was a growing nexus between these administrators and the political actors as well. So my very question would be like, when will our government, be it any political party, will be taking proactive actions and will be believing in the idea of good governance? Because what we do is that whenever an incident has actually happened, then our government attempts to take actions which are proactive in nature, but not preventing action. Our prevention should be the objective of a government or the main work of the government.
Preemptive actions need to be the norm rather than the exception. And Mol Pawar, come in on this point, because now the response that has come from the MCD also says that had the coaching center followed the norms of approval, the tragedy would have been averted. So this is also in a sense shedding responsibility. Just a couple of weeks back, I remember covering that story of, you know, an infant who was killed because of a fire at one of these nursing homes in the national capital. And a similar issue there as well, the fire safety protocol was not followed and nobody pulled the nursing home up. In these cases as well, nobody has pulled up these coaching institutes, these coaching centers earlier, because no inspections are done, no proper checks are done. And when we talk about the Rajendra Nagar area particularly, there are so many buildings that are in clear violation of the building bylaws.
Vedanji, we took preemptive actions before the monsoon. We called the meeting of all the officials. In fact, now a serious inquiry needs to be done as to whether the Honorable Minister was misinformed that the drains have been desilted. He has tweeted a video today in which he can be clearly heard saying that these drains are still not cleaned. But the report says, the report of the Chief Secretary of Delhi, Naresh Kumar, says that 80% of drains have been desilted.
Okay.
So an investigation needs to be done, that the officials which now report, all the bureaucrats, which now report to the Honorable LG after the GNCTD Amendment Act and not listen to the directives
issued by the
ministers. So that is
something, course correction needs to be done immediately because, you know, this is something that is now killing people and it's killing people week after week. I'm afraid I'm running out of time. Ayushpriya, quickly, the last 30 seconds to you. What do you expect the government to do now?
I would most definitely expect whatever they have been claiming and they have been asking for the authorities to actually work upon to make sure that there are regular trials and there are regular mechanisms that are being set up to audit these institutions and clarify these NOCs so that they're all being run legally. And it was not that they were run without in secrecy. There were mock tests that were conducted in these very institutes in their basements, which were, you know, which was alerted to all of the authorities. It was out there in the open.
That's a very important point. So it wasn't as if now the government can suddenly claim that they were oblivious to the fact that these libraries were being run from the basements. I'm afraid I'm completely out of time, but thanks all very much for joining us on the show this evening. Of course, this remains a story that we will continue to track very, very closely. That's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center this evening. Thanks so much for watching. Good night.